Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's Chris Brown on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Shoot, we all know the story behind that song. I understand that Naledi is on a quest to release new music or her first song, but we'll see what come of that. 9/11 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, this whole morning has been insane on Fresh Breakfast, okay? Simply because, number one, we've had one of the best to have ever done it on this continent in terms of radio on the show. We had DJ Fresh, a 32-year veteran on the show. And then we said, okay, look, that's fine and all, but let's amp it up a little bit. Let's bring in Smash Africa. Dude that's on TV. Did Fiverr fam. Did Wire fam. And you heard his story. He told us everything that we needed to know, okay? And if you missed it, well, we're going to podcast it and you'll have the opportunity to have a listen once again. But we said, but listen, radio is not just in Namibia and South Africa. No, sir. As a matter of fact, radio is all over Southern Africa. It's all over the continent. It's all over the world for that matter. So why not explore another country and understand the radio scene there? And I was told the gentleman that I'm about to speak to is apparently your girlfriend's favorite DJ. Apparently, he's the Moxinator. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for DJ Mox.
Yeah.
What's happening, player? What's happening?
Nothing much, my guy. I'm good. I'm strong. Happy World Radio Day to you.
Oh, man. Yes. You know for a fact. To the listener, it's probably like, you guys are annoying us now with this whole World Radio Day thing. But for us, it's a little deep, my guy.
It's deep. You know, we wake up to do this every single day. Every single day. And when we're out partying, when we're out getting down, chilling with the guys, we're picking up all those stories, you know, and coming back to radio with them. And people don't know that they are the reason why we have this World Radio Day, because we're celebrating how they always, impart or, you know, pour into our lives so that we can pour back out to them. So they don't understand. They don't care.
But it's fine. We're going to have our day one way or another.
Exactly.
Yo, man, real quick, Mox, you have to educate us, man. We know everything that we need to know about, obviously, our own scene here. We know everything that we need to know about South African radio. But walk us through the scene in terms of Zimbabwean radio. Where is Zimbabwean radio standing right now in 2024? What is it looking like? You know what I mean? Like, is corporate Zimbabwe, are they on board? The listenership, you know what I mean? Is there a sense of patriotism when they listen to Star FM and all the other great radio stations in Zimbabwe?
Well, I can tell you this for sure. Radio is very alive in Zimbabwe. In fact, radio plays a very strong and pivotal role in terms of information, in terms of the musical landscape, in terms of trends as well, and looking at what's what and what's not, in terms of making sure that the correct information too, in a world where we have a lot of disinformation or misinformation, a lot of hoaxes, radio plays the part to confirm certain things, certain information for people. In Zimbabwe, I can tell you that we've had more radio stations come up, especially community radio stations, because this was the government's
initiative
goal to have more. Okay. Yeah, so it's been growing. It's been, we've been having more. Are you hearing me loud and clear?
I'm hearing you loud and clear, but we're listening to you. Talk to me, sir. Yeah, you said it's the government's aim to have more community focused stations.
Yes, absolutely. So we've had more of those. Our organization, Zim Papers, has some community radio stations, including Platinum FM, which is in Chinoy, not far from here, about 80 km out of Harare. We've got Diamond FM, which is in Manicaland, which is another province, Eastern Highlands. If you've heard of the beautiful Eastern Highlands, we have Diamond FM there. And we also even have a Harare station called Capitalk 100.4.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the what you'd want to say is the flagship or the big boy. There's the Star FM, which is our radio station.
Yes.
Where we are part of.
It's interesting that you're mentioning that there's a boom of community radio that side. It's the total opposite in the land of the brave in Namibia. Community radio here is basically on a deathbed here. Everyone is doing it commercially. There's no... Because, you know, back in the day, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that's where me and you started, my man. That's where we understood what it means to understand a listener, what it means to speak to a listener, what it means to what the media means. Today, you know, there's no community radio this side. So I'm actually happy that community radio is booming in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it is, actually. And corporate Zimbabwe is coming to the fore as well. What people don't understand about community radio stations is that there's a strong sense of ownership from the people within the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a community radio station gives to its audience, a sense of ownership. So when it comes to dealing with problems at a community level or talking about things that affect a certain community, these are quick to address and easily addressed on a community scale when it comes to communicating using a community radio station or having community-based radio presenters as well, because they are in the community. So I think at some point you will see a resurrection. If this is the sad truth that people are losing interest in community radio stations, there will be a resurrection at some point when people realize, wait, we have to address some things within our community. Where's our channel? Where is our platform to have these things addressed? And that's when the impetus will come through again, and there will be a kickstart of those radio stations again. There will be a resurrection of those community radio stations, because they're right everywhere else. I'm actually shocked, but I know for a fact they will come back in Namibia at some point.
Man, we're looking forward to it. These kids, they need the basic, just the basics, you know what I mean? And you need to start off somewhere where you can play around a bit and also cater to your community.
Exactly.
But real quick, Mox, we've got a huge Zimbabwean community in Namibia, you know what I mean? As African brothers and sisters, there's no way we will not embrace each other. So I want you to walk me through your radio influence, your idols. Do you understand? And I'm sure that the Zimbabwean community will understand who you are talking about. And I'm gonna have to do my research to understand. Hey, Mox mentioned this person. Let me go see who's this person.
Okay. A big shout out to our fellow Zimbabweans there, and also all the Namibians there. I know a couple of amazing people who are from there as well. So it's really great that we embrace each other. We can see, because Africa, really, we never had borders. So it's great. We're just on different lines. That's all. I will say, for me, there was a guy called Tish Mataz.
Wait, you said Tish Mataz?
Tish Mataz, yeah.
Tish Mataz. I've heard of. I think my mentor mentioned this this dude to me once. But okay, tell me about him.
He was a big boy in South Africa. Started off here, then got into South Africa where he was on 5FM and started. He was big. Some things happened, and while he was back in Zimbabwe, he's been one of the most influential people, because I literally worked with him when he helped to start Star FM. Then people like, for me, when I was young, I was listening to radio. I'd listen to people like Joe the King Hussein. Now, that was my all-time favorite, including the late, great Peter Johns, and I had the honor of doing his tribute show.
Yeah.
Which was simulcast on, which is multicast on different radio stations. So,
incredible.
You know, these were the big boys that I, you know, got to be inspired by and really look up to them and learn from them. Then outside the country, DJ Swoo, Tebow Touch. You talk about Howard Stern.
Oh my word! Yeah,
those are the people I'd say. You know, how can I get that magic going? Because yo, that's the big leagues right there. You know,
millions of listeners, my man. Oh man,
I'm telling you.
I just real quick before we let you go, Marks. Listen, Star FM, you guys are doing amazing stuff. We follow you guys and we see what's happening. Real quick, moving forward, what's the plan for the Moxinator as well as the Star FM?
For Star FM, I can tell you this year we have our month where we play only local music. This is going to be a very, very important month for us because we're doing something big. We're doing a really big concert and it's going to headline some of these big acts. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a blowout and we're looking forward to that because it's the second time we're doing it. And at the scale at which we plan to do it, we don't know whether it's going to, whether we're going to have the capacity to do it,
yeah.
But we're going for it. And then for me, as the Moxinator, I intend to... There's a few things I've been putting in the pipeline, a few ideas that I want to now patch in and say, you know what? We want to switch things around a little bit and just twist the game a little. And, you know, as a radio presenter, you want to continually be re-engineering and, you know, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, just adding a little something. So that's just the plan. I'm a student of life. I'm constantly learning. So I always want to learn from others. And even like right now, I'm learning from you.
Look, I'm learning from you, my man. I'm getting a lesson here. And you know what? And I'm so happy that you mentioned reinvention and just, you know what I mean? Re-engineering yourself and re-engineering that brand. I think it's exceptionally important, especially for folks that have been doing it for so long, like myself and you. Moxinator, your final words to Namibia, your final words to Southern Africa, for that matter.
Okay, my final words are, please enjoy radio as much as possible and listen to radio and have your input, especially towards your favorite shows. Have your say. Radio presenters love it when people obsess and have a keen interest in what they're saying and what they're doing.
Thank you so much.
Before you go, I just want to say my deepest condolences on behalf of all the radio listeners to the Namibian people on the loss of your former president, Hage Geingob. We are with you, and we know this loss occurred some time ago, but we never forget that you've lost a leader, and this is, really... really something that touched us, and we pray for you, that you're comforted as a nation, and we hope for the new president as well.
Thank you so much, DJ Mox, man. I appreciate that. I trust me, everyone that just heard that right now appreciates it. But Mox, we wish you all the best going forward. Let's keep in contact. I promise you, fresh listeners are going to check out Star FM a little bit. They're going to check out your stuff as well, and we'll be linked now from this point onwards.
Absolutely, we need to do a show where we link up, man.
Ah, definitely.
That's what we need to do.
Definitely,
that's what we need to do.
All right, cheers, Mox, man.
Take care, my brother.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.